Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Alzheimer's Association Southwestern Regional Manager, Stephen Montaño, to bring awareness of the walk to end Alzheimer's. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you for giving me the opportunity in the Alzheimer's Association to provide information to your loyal listeners.
When was the first walk in Las Cruces?
The walk to end Alzheimer's has been around for several years, but Las Cruces and the community, it's been for the last 6 years. And each and every year, it grows in volume.
And why is this so important to this community?
It's so important for the community to participate in the walk because all the services and all the respite services that we provide to Alzheimer's patients and their families here in southern New Mexico are free of charge. And the walk is a means for us to raise money to provide those services free of charge. Irregardless of what type of income those individuals might have, all our services are free of charge.
Now, I understand it's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and two-thirds are women.
Yeah, very much so. You know, Alzheimer's has been around for over 100 years since it was first medically decided, you know, it was a disease. And since that time, there's no cure for Alzheimer's, unfortunately. And the reason it attacks or more women experience it is because women live longer than men. And it's not a gender type of an illness. It's just mostly based on age.
And it's not an ethnic illness either.
No, not at all. It transcends. It's a non-colored type of illness. It reaches all ethnic races and all ages.
What age do people start seeing symptoms?
Well, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, and you know, aging affects each individual differently. But on an average, I would say individuals experience more Alzheimer's over the age of 72 years of age. But now we're experiencing more folks that are having early onset of Alzheimer's, and there's patients have been diagnosed here in southern New Mexico as early as age 40 years of age. So it's not an age-specific type of illness.
What are some of the major symptoms?
Well, one of the things that would lead an individual to go to get a medical diagnosis is just a loss of memory type of issues, the inability to organize their thoughts, which they've always been able to do, not only as a professional, just but everyday type of activity, forgetting where their car keys are. But this is an ongoing type of situation, forgetting where they live. And those can be specific signs that an individual should go and reach out to their medical provider to try to be tested for some of the symptoms of dementia or Alzheimer's-related illnesses.
And how can families become involved with the care?
Here in New Mexico, in southern New Mexico, we're so fortunate that probably 80% of Alzheimer's patients are being cared for by a loved one, a family member, whether it's a son or daughter or a partner. So our community is very based on family situations. So some of the training that we provide free of charge to our constituents here in southern New Mexico are based on giving the caregivers, the family members, the tools in order to care for their loved ones during this time of need.
And one of the ways to bring awareness, again, is the Alzheimer's Walk, which the fundraiser will be held this year on Saturday, September the 24th, at Young Park, 1905 Nevada Avenue.
It's going to be not only a walk to have memory for those individuals that have lost family members with Alzheimer's, but more importantly, to educate those individuals that are going through the process with their loved one. We'll have informational tables, and we'll just be, it'll be a day of remembrance.
You periodically have talks or presentations about knowing the warning signs of Alzheimer's. Will there be, there was one held in August, will there be another talk?
Yes. We're very flexible with our opportunities to ensure that we provide a professional support to all our constituents here in southern New Mexico. At any time, if any of your listeners would like to call our office at area code 575-647-3868. If they can't make any of our educational classes, I have clinical specialists on staff that will meet individually with them free of charge to discuss any situation that them and their loved one are going through in relationship with dealing with Alzheimer's.
So the walk to end Alzheimer's, there's others though, right?
Yes, there's walks throughout the state of New Mexico. We're going to be having one in Santa Fe, also one in Farmington, Albuquerque, and Roswell. So the whole state of New Mexico is very engaged in supporting the walk to end Alzheimer's.
So the Northeastern Regional Walk in Santa Fe will be August the 27th, and then September the 10th in Farmington?
Yes, and Albuquerque is our largest walk, which usually gets 5,000 to 10,000 people in downtown Albuquerque, September 17th. That's the week prior to the Las Cruces walk.
And then in Roswell
on the 1st. In Roswell, October 1st.
But let's get back to Las Cruces and our community and how we can continue to bring awareness and the importance of knowing the signs of Alzheimer's.
You know, if anybody has any questions, like I mentioned before, feel free to call our office. But there should be also open dialogue with your medical professional. If an individual is suffering from any type of memory loss or types of situation, the first course of action is have some open dialogue with your medical provider and ensuring that there'll be some clinical examinations, blood work, and a full physical that's provided to your loved one.
How did you get involved with the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, I'm retired, and I had some time on my hands, so I started volunteering here in the community in which I love, Las Cruces, New Mexico, in which I retired from. And I've had family members that have experienced and I've lost because of the Alzheimer's disease. So I wanted to utilize my skills and to try to help my fellow Las Cruces, fellow New Mexican, to go be educated with this disease as best as possible. And see what types of struggles that they're in encounter, and want to be a hand to lean on, or a shoulder to lean on, excuse me. But most importantly, this is a disease that affects the whole family, and each individual, whether it's the patient or the caregiver, they need to have a strong network of support. And the Alzheimer's Association is that link of support for the individuals that are suffering from Alzheimer's.
Are there any myths or things that people have about it?
Like any type of disease that doesn't have a cure, in which Alzheimer's does not have an FDA cure right now, there's these situations with snake oil type situation, these myths that individuals read from the Sunday paper, the last page of the Sunday paper, that can cure any type of illness. But let it be known that as far as the FDA is concerned, there is no cure for Alzheimer's. There are several medications from the early onset of Alzheimer's will, you know, alleviate some of the conditions that the patient experiences. But as far as, curing the Alzheimer's situation, there is no medically linked medication that can cure Alzheimer's.
Well, what about physical activities? I understand dancing can maybe... Mm-hmm. Slow down the process?
Right. Well, there's been a lot of studies, a lot of research has been conducted, not only in the U.S. but abroad, examining different types of patients or different groups or segments of the society, and see whether or not Alzheimer's is more prevalent in their environment and stuff like that. And being active, being physically active, will leads to a more healthy body. You know, a more healthy overall condition that any type of patient will deal with. So yes, it's very important to be active, you know, not only physically, but also mentally, and keeping that brain very active and stuff like that. A lot of patients and caregivers have came to our office and say, you know, my father, you know, he does crossword puzzles and he's always keeping his mind active, and that's really helped him.
I understand also contact with other people.
Yes, human contact is very important. You know, keeping the mind fresh with open dialogue, whether it's debate on politics or just a debate in general, to keep your mind, you know, fresh or keep it alive, learning new things, having new experiences in life is always a good precursor to having a healthy being.
Well, the Alzheimer's Association is a nonprofit organization, and of course, all donations are tax deductible, and all funds then go to further the care, support, and research efforts of Alzheimer's.
Yes, that's the very important thing, that the money does stay here in southern New Mexico. That's going to be earned during the walk that we're going to be conducting this year. But 40% goes to research, because we want a cure for Alzheimer's. You know, that's our whole genesis of our organization, is to find a cure so there can be no future families that are suffering like the current families are experiencing now that have a patient that has Alzheimer's disease.
How is it a person dies from Alzheimer's? What is it that
happens? In most cases, the person doesn't die from Alzheimer's. You know, there's other pre-types of conditions that occur. Let me give you an example. Individuals that have Alzheimer's, sometimes their dental practices aren't up to par. So they suffer from dental types of illnesses and stuff like that, that leads to other situations within the human body and stuff like that. So that's some of the things that we discuss in all our training programs, is there needs to be an overall plan of action when a person does initially gets diagnosed with Alzheimer's. You know, it's a brain condition and stuff like that, but there's other physical conditions that can lead to a death of an individual as well.
The brain tells us when to breathe, when our heart functions and all. Is that part of the Alzheimer's?
Well, the best way to describe it is the brain is, an individual does have Alzheimer's disease, the brain is dying out in essence. And so some of the portions of the brain that does specific motor functions and specific skills on a day-to-day basis, those are like the memory type of situation. Those are the first areas of the brain that it's affected with Alzheimer's. So that's the situation people have warning signs that they're forgetful. So that's the portion of the brain, the frontal part of the brain that affects the patients first and are the warning signs, hey, I need to go take the next step of examining exactly what my condition that I'm suffering from is.
So the next step is on September the 24th, Saturday, to join the 2016 Southwestern Regional Walk to End Alzheimer's. Again, registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a 2-mile walk. It's fairly easy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that's at Young Park, 1905 Nevada Avenue. And they can contact Ashley Martinez for more information as well at 505-266-4473 for registration.
Our goal is to get as many Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico residents to the walk on that day, even if an individual cannot participate in actually walking, but to be there and the family members and the caregivers to be there to get additional information. If they have any outstanding questions about, they might have some outstanding questions about whether or not they might have conditions with Alzheimer's, this would be a great venue to be able to answer some of those questions and engage with other individuals and medical providers within our area to get some gainful information.
And also they can log on to the website.
Yes, by all means. They can log on to our website, and that's alz.org/walk. And we have several commercials on the national television stations as well.
And also for the local, for New Mexico, the NICD/New Mexico.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you again. Your goal is a world without Alzheimer's. Southwestern Regional Manager for the Alzheimer's Association, Stephen Montaño.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all your listeners.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.